Imagine a life where you can spend according to your values, give generously, love richly, live intentionally, and handle your finances biblically. That's what the Faith and Finance podcast is all about. I'm your host, Adrienne Hildebrand, and on the Faith and Finance podcast, we discuss personal finance, intentional living, and value-aligned spending by sharing inspiring stories and practical topics to help you steward your finances in a way that honors God and builds your faith and wealth for the present and generations to come. Let's get started. Do you know someone who has had their life together seemingly since the day they were born? They were destined for greatness. They were brilliant and humble, smart, and you were just like, I know that this person is going to do amazing things. Yeah, we have that person in our life too. His name is Ross Hunter. Ross was a friend of my sister and I's growing up, and my maiden name is Hunter. And, you know, I have a twin sister, and Ross Hunter, obviously, we were all in the same grade. And Ross was, his birthday is only a couple days different than ours. And so they would sometimes call us the triplets. However, Ross was brilliant. He was very smart. I even specifically remember a time in fifth grade, we were not in the same class, or maybe we were in the same class. I can't remember, but we took a science test. And for whatever reason, I ended up getting the highest score on my science test. And it was even higher than Ross's. Guys, even in fifth grade, we knew that Ross was smart, but everyone loved him. He's a great guy, super awesome, very humble, awesome Christian guy. And I'm just so proud of him. And so I was surprised to actually receive a letter from Ross a few months ago, and I want to read it to you. This letter is dated April 26th, 2018. Dear Adrienne, happy birthday. I hope this finds you well, even though you won't get it until long after your birthday. C'est la vie here? As everything takes forever, whether that be cooking dinner, catching a taxi to go somewhere, or mailing a letter. Anyways, how are you? I believe you and Kyle are back living in Florida now, correct? How's the puppy? Tell me all about your life. So much has happened, I'm sure, since we last saw each other. Was it really at your wedding? What kind of work are you doing in Florida? Is Kyle working in ministry? How is your journey to becoming debt-free coming along? It's really awesome that you're striving for that early in life. You'll be so grateful for it later on. I've been in Guinea, West Africa, with the Peace Corps for almost 5 months now. It's hard to believe. I've been living in my village for about 3 months. I've got my own little mud hut with a thatched roof that I'm planning to turn into a little oasis for myself. My village is relatively small, about 600 people. There is a larger town 5 kilometers away that I walk or bike to once a week for market day. There I stock up on any veggies they have, eggs, fruit, etc. for the week. I cook for myself about half the time on a little gas stove. The other times I eat with my host family. Lots of rice on rice on rice. While everyone is poor here in the village, quantity of food is not so much an issue as quality and nutrition. As an agroforestry volunteer, part of my work is to help improve nutrition through the growth of a variety of crops like fruits, veggies, nuts, etc. I'm also hoping to work on other projects involving beekeeping. Imagine that. And I'll explain that in a second. Reforestation and the retention of young girls in school, among others. My primary agent of change will hopefully be changes of mindsets as certain ideas are passed along generations without proof. One example is that many people think mangoes cause malaria rather than mosquitoes. The reasoning makes sense because people get malaria at the start of the rainy season when mangoes are becoming ripe. However, we know that it's because mosquitoes come with the rains. It's ideas like that that I'm hoping to help correct, especially in the minds of the kids. Happy birthday again. I can't believe we are turning 24. We're so old. Tell Kyle and the puppy I said hi. I hope you're enjoying your lovely life. Praying for you. Love, Ross. So I want to give you a little context to this letter that I received. First of all, I received it about 18 months after our birthday. And that was partially because it went to our address in Florida, which was a church address. We did live on a church property in Florida. And so I didn't receive it until afterwards. But it also is because somehow the mail got lost, or we're not really sure. Ross says it usually takes about 1 to 2 months for mail to be received. However, I just thought it was so interesting that I received this message for a plethora of reasons. So first, I want to give you a little bit more background about Ross. So Ross was actually the valedictorian of our class, and he graduated from Rose Holman in Terre Haute, Indiana in 2016 with a degree in biology. Both of his parents are teachers. They were teachers at our school, and they also own a honey farm in the close to where we live. And they're just wonderful people. But Ross, I believe, received a bunch of scholarships for this school, if not for, I don't know. Either way, he has a Bachelor of Science in biology, and he just is brilliant. And Ross just has such a big heart. And so when you think about someone who goes to school to study biology, right, who was the top 10 of our class, he was a tennis player, he was obviously brilliant, right? He had so many good qualities about him, you think, oh, well, they just got handed everything in life. Sometimes we think, oh, well, of course they're going to do everything great because they have the brains, they have the family, they have all these things. When in reality, Ross worked really hard. But what I love about Ross's story is I was actually able to meet up with him in December, my sister and I, and we had breakfast together at Chick-fil-A because he was actually home from Guinea. And so I was able to get a little bit more of the story. The audio quality was not great. So I just want to share a little bit of his story. So Ross graduated college in May 2016 with a bachelor's degree in biology. Then he went to Texas to work on a white-tailed deer ranch. Then he went to Puerto Rico for a few months to do a technician job there. He was doing like censuses of the trees in the forest, which means he was like measuring them, looking at their species. He came back for Christmas, came back to Indiana in 2017 and was a sub at our old high school. And he was helping his parents on their honey farm. Then he went to do another field tech job in June 2017 in South Carolina. He did plant surveys, things like that. When he explained this to me, I was like Nigel and the wild thornberries, because he said he was taking nets and getting, I don't remember how all he said it, but that's what I was thinking of. Then he went to the Peace Corps. And so when I met up with Ross, I prodded him. I was like, okay, Ross, you know, he said, I wanted to go because my cousin was doing it and yada, yada, yada. And so I was like, Ross, really, is that the real reason that you did this? And it was funny because in true Ross fashion, and you don't know Ross, but he is very humble and always kind of acts like things aren't a big deal. And truthfully, he could have gotten another job with his biology degree, right? I mean, he went to a prestigious college in Indiana. I mean, I think it might even be prestigious elsewhere, but I'm not sure. But he, you know, had this degree in biology, very smart, very well spoken, things like that, right? So he could have gotten, he tells me, I want to travel. And I was like, Ross, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but truthfully, you could have gotten a remote working job or something if you wanted to travel potentially, or gone on assignment somewhere to also travel. And he was like, yeah, that's true. And I asked him, Ross, was this something you felt in your heart to do, or was it just because you wanted to travel? I said, you can be honest with me. If it was just because you wanted to travel, then sure. He said, I feel like it was a big mix of both. I did service projects with my youth group growing up, and then I was in Engineers Without Borders in college. So I went to Ghana twice to try and build latrines with the community there. Having a servant's mindset really came into play, but also the selfish reasons of wanting an adventure and travel. So I'm saying all this today, and some of you may be like, okay, Adrian, what does this have to do with faith and finance? You guys know that value aligned spending is everything to me, not just with our money, but it's something we talk about a lot on this podcast. And truthfully, Ross, like I said, could have went and gotten any kind of degree that he wanted, or any kind of job that he wanted, he could have gotten any degree too. But he decided that he wanted to go join the Peace Corps, which I don't know if you guys know anything about the Peace Corps, but it's volunteer work and you get a stipend generally. And in this letter, you know, he's telling me he's living in a mud hut in a country, in a village where the people believe that malaria comes from mangoes. Now, I was able to get a little bit more concept or context about that, but he said mostly the children are learning that that's not true, but it's still a belief, right? It's still something that they believe. And so he took his degree to go help people in Guinea who live in mud huts. I'm not sure if we understand. And I think that this is a perfect time. I've been trying to figure out the perfect time to share this episode. And I really believe that now is the time amidst everything going on with coronavirus. You know, people are sick and dying, but this provides some context, some idea of, okay, if I have to sit in my house, my little 3-bedroom, 1-bath house with my dogs and my family to keep others safe, and I have a bed to sleep in, I have food to eat, I have a job that I love, which is this. These people are living in a mud hut. We are blessed. If you have a bed to sleep in at night, you are blessed. And I did not really want to go this way. I'm getting a little bit emotional because it's so easy for us to look at what's happening in the world right now. And we say, well, I'm going to lose my job, or I did lose my job, or whatever that looks like right now, or I'm worried about food. I'm worried about getting toilet paper, which some people don't have toilet paper in other countries. Like, these are luxuries, people. We are blessed. So when turmoil happens, when you lose your job, when something happens, you know, we have opportunities available to us that other people do not. And Ross, like I said, could have went and gotten any job that he wanted to get. But he decided to dedicate his 2 years of his life to go to Guinea, live in a mud hut. That's amazing. And again, he's probably going to listen to this and be like, Adrian, you're being dramatic. But truthfully, would any of us go do that? I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that I would, truthfully. I don't know. But he wants to use his skills, his talents, his ability to help other people, to help themselves, right? He went there and not just to do a service project, but he went there to teach them about the nutrition of their vegetables, to help them to help the farmers make a little bit more income, things like that, making themselves sustaining. And I think that's beautiful. Another thing I also want to point out about this is that life is not linear. Even the people you think that have the best life and have the best odds and are going to do whatever, you know, are going to make a ton of money or whatever that looks like. Ross's story was not linear. He literally tried so many different things. And this is what I talk about a lot on this podcast, is that if one thing, you know, nothing, it doesn't hurt to try things. And especially with our finances, if you found yourself in a bunch of debt, or you want to save money to go on a trip someday or something, you know, we have options. We can go get side hustles. We can create something, make something to earn extra income. We can cut our expenses because we live very privileged lives, very privileged lives. And I'm preaching to myself because it's easy for me to look around the world and say, oh my gosh, chaos is ensuing. But the fact that people are running out of toilet paper right now, guys, that is a luxury. That is a luxury. And so, you know, these are things that I talk about on the podcast about, you know, life is not linear and it's okay to take a risk and to try things because it's about living the life that God wants for us. It's about being able to say, I can go give 2 years of my life in a village in Guinea, West Africa, right? And so I met up with Ross and he actually finished his 2-year term as an agroforestry volunteer. And he was helping, as I mentioned, the farmers improve their practices, increase their income, and improve nutrition. He also taught some English while he was there. But when I met up with him, he said he was moving into Peace Corps response, which he explained is more for working professionals. So he's going to be working directly with the UN World Food Program which at the time he said he wasn't entirely sure what that looked like yet. But at the time he was explaining that it seems and it appears to be that he's going to be working with the World Food Program to work with groups of farmers who will grow veggies and use those veggies to source school lunches for the program, as well as creating income for those farmers on the local level. So he said he wanted to stay in Guinea to use all that information he learned in the villages to help on a bigger scale, but in Guinea. And I just think this is amazing. And so some of the things I also wanted to point out more on a financial perspective is that, again, this is a volunteer job, okay? Like, you get paid very little money. It's a stipend basically to help you live. And using this degree, this education to help other people is incredible. And also, remember I said that this letter was dated in 2018. I didn't receive it until later in 2019, like about, I guess, yeah, toward the end of 2019. And it's amazing how much can change in your life in just a short amount of time. He asks about debt freedom, asks if we're still living in Florida, which we were not. We became debt free at that time. And our puppy, we actually have two puppies, and our puppy that he was talking about was almost 4 years old. So also to put things in perspective, it's amazing what can change in a short amount of time in your life with a little bit of dedication, a little bit of innovation, and a little bit of just tenacity, right? It's amazing. So also another thing I wanted to say too is I kept this letter because I want to remember where I was at, in 2018, 2017. I don't ever want to forget about where I was at. And I know this episode probably seems a little bit convoluted, but I wanted to share Ross's story because it is exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about value-aligned living. What is life if we cannot contribute to others? What is life if we feel what is life if we feel restricted, right? Ross was supposed to be the guy that had it all figured out. You know, that's what we all thought. And truthfully, he wasn't worried about all that. He was just doing what he could do and knowing to do and trying different things, living his life. Because at the end of the day, what is life, right? Like, what is life without helping other people, without contributing? And so on your debt-free journeys, in dealing with your finances, in dealing with work, and dealing with this coronavirus thing that's happening right now, anything that comes against us, I want you to think, what is life? What can I be doing to live according to my values? What can I be doing with my money to put my money where my values are? Right? And so I know this was a little bit of a different episode today, but I wanted to share it because I felt so strongly that we needed to hear some encouragement, and also the fact that it's okay to not have it all figured out, right? It's okay to start from square one. It's okay to take one step at a time because that's what life is about. It's also okay to live in service to others. It's okay to work a job that pays you $400,000 a year, whatever that looks like for you. I am not God. I am not, you know what life is supposed to be like for you, right? Or if you don't know, I guess what I'm saying is, you know what life is what's right in your heart. You know what you're supposed to be doing. You know what your next step is. So just take one step. Do one thing today. If that's starting your budget from, again, a financial perspective, if that's starting your budget, if that's writing down your expenses, if that's saying, I need an emergency fund, whatever that looks like today. And I'm happy to help you on that journey. You guys know that I am a financial coach and I'm willing to even hop on the phone with any of you for free to talk. And you can schedule an appointment. I'll leave that in the show notes. But, I left my cushy job, right, to do this, to pursue this full time, maybe in the middle of a recession. We don't know what's going to happen, but you get what I'm saying. But I was able to do that because I had my finances in order and Ross didn't have any debt, anything like that. But he was able to say, I want to take this risk. I want to take this jump. And that's what life is about. When you get your finances together, when you start with one thing, you can do the things like Ross is doing. You can take a little bit more risk in life if you want. You can stay where you're at, but you never have to say, stay with a job that maybe you don't like. You don't ever have to stay in a house you don't like, but you can too if you have your money set up that way. And so I just wanted to encourage you guys today. I know, again, that this is different than a normal episode, but I really think we needed some encouragement right now. And as I always say, keep the faith because this is not the end, right? Like this is just sometimes things happen to propel us into our destiny, to push us into our destiny, right? To push us into what God has for us. And so look around. If maybe I pray that all of you have your, keep your jobs or are able to work from home or whatever, and just keep things in perspective, right? We are so blessed. And God has taken care of us. He has provided for us. We have doctors that are doing amazing things, right? We live in a very privileged world. And there's a lot happening outside of all this right now, too, in a lot of other countries for a lot of other people. So love your neighbor. Show kindness. Don't stress. I know that's easier said than done, but if you need help not stressing with your finances, I'm here to help. Please reach out to me, faithandfinance.org, or email me, adrian@faithandfinance.org. But I just wanted to share Ross's story today, and I hope that this encouraged you. So please keep the faith, my friend.